Leaders. You're listening to leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening, in our Jumu'ah session, we touched on a very important topic and very pertinent in the times that we are living in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan and there are certain features, very remarkable features that are inborn, inherently found in a human being. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted insan in that manner. It is the duty of every human being to look after the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given insan this ability to engage in khair and also shar. He can be the best of the best and he can also be the most evil. And these qualities are inside a human being. From amongst the beautiful functions of a human being is that innately Allah has also put inside him what we call haya, sharam, to be bashful, to be decent, to have shame. And the opposite of shame is to be shameless, to be indecent. And so for the Muslims, it's very, very important that we maintain this quality of haya. It is the most important branch of faith, iman. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has clearly mentioned this. Wal haya'u shu'batun min al iman. That haya, to be shy, this shyness that is there. In fact, it's quite difficult to translate the word haya in Arabic into English. And so this natural function, sometimes a person who has got haya, he is shy, there is shame, or sometimes he is ashamed to do something that is wrong. These are all very, very good qualities in a human being. And we mentioned in Jumu'ah that what shaitan targets the most is to make a person behaya, to make him shameless. And the example for that is very simple. In front of us we look at the non-Muslim community. We live amongst them. They actually think that there is a problem with the Muslim community, when in reality they have become shameless. So you will find that a person who has got kufr in his heart, very quickly, without giving it any thought, he is prepared to remove his clothes. If you are going to go to the shower, then even if it is all men's there, they have no haya, they will want to take a shower naked. Women will want to take shower naked. Even when they go for a holiday, you will find that removing your clothes, it's not an issue for them at all. Because the wrong narrative has been put in their understanding, how they think. So Shaitan is telling them, this is all something which is very natural. So if it is natural, there is nothing wrong. So even if you went to the beach, you are wearing very skimpy clothes, but even that is not enough. If you were to remove everything, that is fine. So we are living in a very, very shameless society. In every side, Shaitan wants to promote indecency. If you are going to be reading a newspaper, then in the newspaper you will see something that is not right. If you are going to be watching something, then whilst you are watching, there is something that is going to pop up which will be indecent. If you are going to talk to someone, someone will talk to you in a very different manner. So all of these things, brother, can you go outside please? If you want to talk, you go outside please. Ji. So this indecency is what Shaitan promotes. And this is a challenge for the Muslim community, because we have chosen to live in the Western world. And we decided that we will migrate and we will live here. And now when we live here, there are certain challenges that we as the Muslim community face. And we have to be prepared for this. If you are going to just give up and do nothing about it, then very soon you will be also one of them. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man tashabbaha biqawmin, that when a person is going to imitate another community, another group of people, another fashionable way of living for them, fahuwa minhum, then you will be from them. So that is why it is a great challenge for the Muslims that are living in the UK, especially nowadays. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. So many challenges, my respected brothers. That is why we have to make sure that our children, our youth, Muslim girls, they have the right understanding of our deen. And it is so important that we promote decency and we have the right message that is going across the board from a very, very young age. And inshallah, if we can work on that, and once in the heart the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is placed, then nothing can be changed. Shaitan had also tried his level best in Arabia to make them very shameless. And he was successful. It is said that the Arabs did the tawaf of Kaaba without clothes. Who could have imagined that? In Zamanay Jahiliyat, read about it. They were doing tawaf of the Kaaba without clothes. This is how Shaitan made a mockery of the local people when he knew that it is now the time for that last Nabi to come. So when it is time for the last Nabi to come, what should I do and what should be my effort and how should I deviate them, turn them away from the right path? Imagine this false narrative. This is all about, you know, these false concepts. He put in their minds that because you are committing sins with the clothes that you are wearing, it is not right for you people to do the tawaf of the Kaaba with the clothes that have been contaminated with sins. So remove your clothes. See how Shaitan plays with the mind. And this is what they did. They were removing their clothes and they were doing tawaf of the Kaaba. He made them drink alcohol. He made them commit all the sins. And you see why Shaitan works on a person to become behaya. Because when you become behaya, it is the mother of all evil. When you become besharam, shameless, then taking a pint of alcohol to drink is not a problem. Then doing zina is not a problem. Gambling is not a problem. And committing heinous crimes and sins is not a guna. Why? Because in your mind you think that I am not answerable to anyone. These are the things that come with behayai, that I am not answerable to anyone. I'm not answerable to anyone at all. I can do whatever I want. This is the game that Shaitan plays. And it is shocking that you will find that even in the Muslim part of the world today, because they don't have an understanding of their deen, they don't have an understanding of Islam, they fall in love with the Western culture and the Western way of living. And they prefer the clothes of the West, the dressing of the West. Whatever they do, that is what we want to do. That is why the first step towards making a Muslim woman behaya, what is it? The first step towards making a Muslim woman behaya is to remove her scarf. Is to remove her scarf, hijab. That is the first seed that Shaitan plants. And he works with the women folks more because the mother's lap is the first madrasa. A woman in this dunya is so important that a Nabi is born from a woman. Nabi is born from a woman. And when you can work with the women and give them the wrong understanding with that spin, then the men folks can't do nothing, the siblings, the children can't do nothing, the entire community will become totally helpless. So Allah save us.
Amen.
As Muslims, we should show a lot of respect to a woman that is wearing a niqab, a face veil. If you are a husband, and if your wife is wearing a niqab, she deserves a lot of respect, a lot of honor. If she is wearing a scarf and if she is wearing an Islamic attire and garb, then you must really respect her. Don't treat her like a dirt. Because what she is doing, subhanallah, she is protecting the boundaries and the borders of Iman and Islam for generations to come. Allahu Akbar. That is why on one occasion, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companions, that can you describe to me the best woman? Can you describe to me the best woman? So everyone in the majlis was talking, a best woman is this, a best woman is that, best woman is this. And so Hazrat Ali came home and he said, you know, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put a question forward which we are struggling to provide the right answer with. So she said, I know the answer. Beti kiski thi? Allah ke Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I know the answer. So what a nice husband he was. You see, even taking mashwara from your wife is not a sin. What is it? Some people think, you know, you can't. In fact, you should be talking. Allah's Nabi would confide with Bibi Khadijatul Kubra. So Hazrat Ali did mashwara. Do you know this? She said, of course, I know. Says, go and tell my father the best woman on earth in this dunya is that woman who does not allow ghair mahram people to stare at her, and she herself does not talk to ghair mahram people. She does not allow ghair mahram to even stare at her. And she herself is not willing to talk to the ghair mahram. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed and there was a smile on his face. And that is why in the ahadith it comes that Allah's Nabi said, Fatima is part of me. She is part of my body, my flesh. Mere jism ka tukra hai meri beti. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam really worked with the men and women, also men, that they should have this very high level of haya inside them. When Bibi Fatima was asked by Hazrat Ali that go to the masjid and speak to your father, that if he can provide a female maid that can assist you in the house. She went to the masjid and the masjid was crowded. Some of the companions were there. And so, you know, the masjid doors were open and Allah's Nabi was just sitting there and she looked from the outside, quite a few men are there. Himmat nahi thi, she could not actually enter the masjid to meet the father because there were too many men there. So she went back home. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam noticed that. Then he finished and he went back at home. And he says, Fatima, you came. He says, yes. But I was very shy to come to you, oh my father, because there were a lot of men there. See, you will find this in a hadith. This quality of haya is so important. In the Quran it is mentioned when Musa alayhi salam was traveling and he met two ladies, both the daughters of Shuayb alayhi salam. And Allah describes the way they were walking. Allah says that the daughters of Shuayb alayhi salam were walking with a lot of haya. How were they walking? A lot of haya. So when the daughter said to Musa alayhi salam that my father is saying that you must come, he is an old man, old aged person. So he is saying this honorable visitor that had served you, bring him to the house. So now Obviously, bring him to the house would only mean that the daughters would tell him where the house is. So the daughter said that, we will take you to the house. Look at the haya of Musa alayhi salam. Look at that level of shame and haya in a Nabi. He said to the daughters, you walk behind me, from the back tell me if I should go straight, right, left, because it is better for you to be behind. That is why when we are praying namaz, the modern world is saying that Islam doesn't give rights to women. They are looking now not for Maulana Muhammad, but Apa Hamida. Now, don't think I know anybody that's Apa Hamida. Main toh waise hi bol deta hun yaar. Sunte raho. So now you've got a new, I don't know what would we say, imama toh nahi ho sakta hai. Now if Apa Hamida is going to be leading you people for namaz, I hope you people put your eyes down. Because baaz toh namaz mein bhi gunda gardi karte hai. Namaz mein bhi gunda gardi karte hai bhai. Even in tawaf they can't control their gaze. So what are they going to control their gaze? If a woman is going to be doing ruku, if a woman is going to be doing sujood. But look at the beauty of Islam and look at the spin of the West. How they are working with the Muslim community and to poison the minds and the hearts of the community. And we are people who always, haha, you're right, compromise. Never compromise, be proud of your Islam. Agar wo tumhe ek thappar mare, tum do maro. Islam is a beautiful religion. How dare you talk about our deen? In no way, in no capacity. Hum mar jayenge, lekin hamare deen ki beizati kabul nahi karenge. Hargiz nahi. This is what we are taught, my respected brothers. And this is the only way we can survive. We are stubborn in the wrong things today. That is the problem. So look at the haya of Shariat. Musa alayhi salam is saying to the daughters, now, subhanallah, the Quran has praised the entire group. Shaib alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, the two girls' daughters also. Because the Quran says that they were walking with istihya upon sharam. A lot of sharam. You know when a woman walks with sharam, subhanallah. Best woman. And Musa alayhi salam is saying, I'm at the back. You tell me and you direct me. And eventually they directed him and they got him to the father. And the daughters were very pious. They knew that in this world, without a man, it's very, very difficult. And our father is getting old. And when they noticed that this man, number one, is so strong, physically, Musa alayhi salam was very strong. He lifted the entire top cover of the well that was there, which a group of people would lift up. He lifted it up with one hand. And they knew that he was qawi. Was very qawi, very strong. And he was ameen. Very trustworthy. Because who will nowadays, you know, tell you that stay behind me and guide me and I'm walking in front so that there is no kind of bad nazri, which you can't even imagine for a Nabi. So look at the daughters. The daughters, here the Quran talks about how important it is that even the girls have the freedom in choosing who they should marry. But look at the level of quality that the girls were choosing. They didn't know that he was the Nabi of Allah. All they looked at is the good character. And they gave mashwira to the father that Abbaji, imagine if you want anyone to work for you, then it should be this man working for you. And then the father also understood. And he said that, you know what? I have two daughters. Any of the daughters you want to marry, but with the condition that you stay here and work for me. There are so many examples like this, my respected brothers, in the Quran, the Kalam of Allah. So much haya. So as Muslims, we should have a lot of haya. That is why there is discipline even when it comes to knocking on the door. When you are knocking on someone's door, privacy is so important. It comes in the hadith that haya is such a ni'mah that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got so angry that if somebody was to peep through the door or the window and glance inside somebody's house without their permission, Allah's Nabi said, I feel like taking a stone and blinding the eyes. Can you imagine? Rahmatul Alameen is saying, blinding the eyes. This is the level of haya. So now there are two extremes. What is it? Two extremes. One extreme is that a person starts to do zulm in his level of control. That is un-Islamic. That is un-Islamic. No. Totally un-Islamic. Everything should be in the right balance. That is why when we look at the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding the male folks first that put your gaze down. يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. That put your gaze down, the men folks. And then after that it comes for the women. So it is not just all about women. Huh? The scholars have mentioned that the real beauty of a woman is haya. What is she? The real beauty of a woman is haya. She is not prepared to chit-chat and talk with any Tom, Dick and Harry. And so back in the days there is this one mas'ala, which this mas'ala does not even can be understood now. In madrasa we were taught that in fiqh there is one mas'ala, that if a father is going to ask the daughter that, beta, this man wishes to marry you, there is a proposal, and the girl does not say anything, what do we do? The fuqaha have said, for her to remain silent is her permission. Because in those days, from the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when people were doing tawaf naked and going round the Kaaba, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worked so hard with the community, and Sahaba became people of haya. They had so much haya inside them. Women had so much haya inside them. And alhamdulillah, this legacy continued in the Islamic world, that when a young girl would become baligh, so in the Islamic world, the ladies would get married very, very quickly. This, in those days, women were, they would mature very quickly. Today, what we have, a 21, 22, 23-year-old girl, back in the days, a 9, 10-year-old girl was as mature. That is how intelligent she was. And so they would get married. So the fuqaha says, because she is so shy that she can't even say to her own father, yes. And now what happens? Dad, if you don't get me married to this boy, I'm going to run away. A pura sab kuch, everything has become totally changed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. So that is why, my respected brothers and elders, when we look at the seerah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Shamail-e-Tirmizi it is mentioned, Kanan Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أشد حياء من العذراء في خذرها. رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was so bashful, there was so much haya inside him, and they describe him even more haya than a lady, a young girl who is about to get married. There was more haya than that girl in Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Can you imagine that? So to maintain this level of haya is part of our iman. And this haya will only come when we also look after ourselves, my respected brothers. If we are not going to look after ourselves and just allow any kind of guna that is coming in our direction and for us to do things, then in the modern world it becomes very easy for a person to become behaya because of the technology that surrounds us. Shamelessness, to become shameless in this modern world is far more easy for a person than even to become a murtad. But when a person becomes shameless, then he has now taken on the outer coating of kufr. The outer coating of kufr. So he has to be very, very careful, my respected brothers. And Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam was a very handsome man, right or wrong? Very handsome. Zalikha fell in love with him. The wife of Aziz-e-Misr. And apparently Aziz-e-Misr had purchased this slave, Yusuf alayhi salam, and he was in the royal palace. And in the royal palace, women had access to Yusuf alayhi salam because he was doing the khidmat. And Zulaikha, when she saw Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, you know, this chand, this moon in her own palace, it was very difficult for her to take control of herself. She was a young lady. Well, in the Middle Ages, but Yusuf alayhi salam, surely he was young. And so what she did is that at the right time she locked the door. The husband was out. It was only Yusuf alayhi salam and Zulaikha. And when she locked the doors, she said to him, "Hay talak, come to me. You have to come to me. You have to listen to my order. You are my slave. Come to me." And Yusuf alayhi salam was the Nabi of Allah and he knew what she was trying to do. Allahu Akbar. But what had happened is that in Egypt at that time they would worship idols. What were they worshipping? Idols. So there was also this idol in the same room that Zulaikha would worship. And it is in this room that she is saying to Yusuf alayhi salam, ke aaja. So what happened is that when she is calling Yusuf alayhi salam, she is looking at the god. She is embarrassed. So what she does is that she takes a bed sheet and she puts it over the god. Don't look. Kya kehte? Don't look. Ab ye don't look. So she put the bed sheet on top. This is how shaitan makes a mockery when you are not in deen. So Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam is saying to Zulaikha, "What are you doing?" So she said that in front of my God, I am embarrassed to do what I am asking you to do, inviting you towards guna. Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam said to her, if you are shy from a stone, then how much haya I should have for my Allah, who is the creator of the heavens and the earth. If you have haya and you are shy from these stones, idols, man-made, then what about me? I am the Nabi of Allah. And that is why he ran away from that room. And nothing had happened. Allah protected the Nabi of the time. So my respected brothers and elders, remember that when a person safeguards his private parts, safeguards his honor, his dignity, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn his life into a life of Jannatul Firdaus. It doesn't mean takleef won't come. Doesn't mean that. A bit of takleef might come, but when you have ma'rifat of Allah, when you have that recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is even greater than Jannah. Because the creator of Jannah is Allah, and Allah is with you. So my respected brothers and elders, that is why the scholars have mentioned this is when you also become mustajabu da'wat. So all of these things, bad company, is very, very wrong. There was a time when in the rural areas of India where there's a lot of poverty, even the girls and the boys had a lot of sharam. But now they've got all these apps in which they themselves become directors and actors. And then they put it for the world to see. Allah save us. So this idea, you know, today you'll find a lot of people who do this, men and women. You go to a restaurant, you're eating kebabs, you are telling 200 people. You're eating mashallah, drinking something, you want the world to know. Why? This is part of behayai. What is it? Part of behayai. There might be people in that group that are not as fortunate as you are. And they might be looking at the things that you are enjoying. You are on a holiday. You are on a 5-star package. And bichara, they can only dream that we can't even go as far as the next city. We can't even travel as far as the next city. Then you are the reason for them to become nashukar to Allah. You might be the reason for them to become ungrateful to their Lord. See, we don't realize, we are very naive. Wherever we go, you know, first I know it was just the Japanese people that love to take pictures. Lekin ab to hum sab Japanese ban gaye. Kya ban gaye? Wo hamari mobile phone ke albums ko aap dekhenge, thousand videos and photos. Fatafat. Aur isme ladies to mashallah bahut accurate hoti hai. Kya hoti hai? Bahut accurate. So number one, we should not be also doing these kind of things. We should not entertain these things. Nazar lag jati hai, musibat aa jati hai. So many wrong things are attached with this gross viral promotion. And remember, these videos and pictures are in the internet and are going to be very difficult for anyone to remove. Very difficult. So in these days of fitna, my respected brothers, we have to maintain haya. Look after your children, look after your daughters, look after your boys, look after your family. Sit and talk to them. If somebody is telling you something good, then don't think in your heart that, oh, I wish I was not listening to this lecture. This is shaitan also putting waswasa in your mind. That shaitan is telling you, you know, it is good if I don't sit for these kind of lectures, because shaitan wants you to die with a mountain of sins on your head. With a mountain of sins on your head. Because he fears that if this person is going to listen, and if he changes for the better, then he might change so many other people. But if we change, my respected brothers, imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept all our du'as. So this haya, this concept of haya, today only Muslims have. Subhanallah. Only Muslims have. You know, when we go to the toilet, recently there was this research they did. They found out now that all this time, their method of urinating was wrong. Their method of urinating is wrong. How do they urinate? Besharam. How do the Besharams urinate? I'm not going to ask for a demo. Bhai. We are in the house of Allah. Don't worry. Itna bhi main besharam nahi hu. I'm asking you, how do they urinate? Stand up, open the windows. Wahan besharam ki tarah sab. How are you, John? You okay? Yeah, John's fine. How's business? Yeah, fine. Everything okay? Yeah. Ye John ke saath do teen baat kar li. Fir wo window ko band kar liya. Haath dhoye na dhoye, kaun gaya dekhne? Itne besharam, haath dhoye na dhoye. And then what happens? Imagine the urine drops are in your inside clothes, trousers, everywhere. Or fir, you know, let me be a bit open, because we are living in a very open kind of world. Alhamdulillah, you know, as Muslims we are all circumcised. Lekin ye to circumcised bhi nahi hote. Gandagi ki koi intiha hoti hai bhai. And now some of these scientists have been doing a research, and they are saying that standing up and urinating is totally wrong and unhealthy. You should be sitting down and urinating. Ab in logo ko abhi pata chala. You should be sitting down and urinating. So this is also haya. Why is it also for us that we sit down and we urinate? Why? Because there is more parda. What is it? There is more parda in it. Everything about parda in Islam, you will see, it is always accepted. Very beautiful. So we should be very, very proud of our deen. We should not become people who are besharam. Don't follow the people who you think, oh, you know what? Oh, they are clever, they do this, they do that. Bhai, they are not clever at all. Qasam khudai paak ki, inki tarah bewakoof log dunia mein aapko nahi milenge. Bewakoof log. Clever people are the people who follow the sunnah. Clever people are the people of iman. Clever people are the people who pray namaz. Clever people are people who understand cleanliness and nazafat and haya. This is how, you know, beautiful iman and Islam is, my respected brothers. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah give us all the tawfiq. So this level of haya, we should have. And every single sahabi had haya in him. Every sahabi and sahabiyah. Every sahabi and sahabiyah. But there was one man who had this incredible level of haya, and because of that Allah rewarded him. There was one companion who had this intense feature of haya in him. Every sahabi had haya, but in him there was this incredible feature. And this was noted by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for that level of haya, wow, how did Allah gift him? How did Allah gift him? Subhanallah, the son-in-law of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi was sitting, and as he was sitting, slightly the kurta was a bit up. You see, like this, there's no harm. Slightly on top. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq came, no problem. Hazrat Umar came, no problem. Then he was told that Hazrat Uthman is coming. So wait, wait, don't tell him to come now. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam just moved around a bit, did everything straight, and Hazrat Aisha is watching from the back, because they are the narrators. Imagine narrating. They know that this will benefit the Ummah of 2023. So he came, Hazrat Uthman, majlis ended. So she asked, O Nabi of Allah, when my father, Hazrat Abu Bakr was there, Hazrat Umar was there, the senior companions, you were quite relaxed. But Hazrat Umar came, Hazrat Uthman came, you slightly changed your posture. So he said, you see, I know the mizaj of Hazrat Uthman. I know the temperament of Hazrat Uthman. If I am sitting like this, he will feel very shy. Now imagine, Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam is sitting, the greatest Nabi. Imagine the level of sharam inside him, shyness, that he will be shy, he won't be comfortable sitting. So I wanted to make him comfortable and sit like this. So he is also free. And then Allah's Nabi said that even the angels have haya from my Uthman. And when he had this level of haya, what did Allah reward him with? Why did Allah give him the greatest reward, which no other sahabi has been given? Can anybody tell me? It's quite easy. Ji? He is the only man from Adam alayhi salam. Understand this. From Adam alayhi salam until the day of Qiyamah, no man has been honored by this, that one man has got two daughters of a Nabi in his nikah. And not just any Nabi, the greatest Nabi. How many companions were there? Can you tell me? Over 100,000 companions. All of them were powerful. All of them. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, Hazrat Ali had one daughter, Bibi Fatima, Hazrat Uthman could have had one daughter, and he would have, and another sahabi could have taken another daughter from Ashra-e Mubashara. But what did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? In fact, there is one narration, he said that if I had daughters one after another, I would have married them to my Uthman. And you know why this honor given to him, my respected brothers? Because of this haya. Haya opens the doors of bounties. Haya opens the doors of bounties. That is why we should be very careful. Our children, even if they are over 18, when they go to sleep, switch off your Wi-Fi. There should be a time limit. 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock maximum, Wi-Fi off. Your children's phone should be not in their bedroom, somewhere where everybody can see. Because it is shaitan who troubles them in the night. Because they have enough, kya kehte hai wo phone mein? Megabytes. Data, sorry, data. And this is the big issue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. This technology is killing the Muslim Ummah. And until we ourselves don't take control of it, my respected brothers, we will be slave to this technology. We should not be watching the wrong things. Haan, kabhi kabhi, aapne kabhi koi aisi light form of, chalo entertainment, kuch dekh liya, so dekh liya. Lekin, don't do things that are going to directly affect your health, your spirituality. Because if your spirituality becomes ill and sick and diseased, then it's far more worse than cancer, my respected brothers. Allama ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi, azan kitne baje hai bhai? 22. Allama ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi, rahmatullah alayh, mentions this in his kitab, in his masterpiece kitab, that there was this lohar, ironmonger. There was this lohar, ironmonger. What was very amazing about this ironmonger is that he would directly put his hands inside the burning furnace and he would mold the metal bars with the metal rods that were heated and hot. He would bend it with his own hands. This was the mu'ajiza that was given to who? To who, bhai? Dawood alayhi salam. Bhai, bolo na. Dawood alayhi salam's mu'ajiza. But he was an ironmonger. In the fire he would put his hands. He didn't use anything else, you know, no clippers as such. Directly putting his hands and turning whatever he had to turn. And he was known for that. So one day this man came and questioned him that, yaar, who can do this? This man is doing this every day. He said to him, you know, can you explain this phenomena? It's very difficult for us to understand. So he said, okay, I will tell you. Allah has blessed me with wealth. I'm a rich man. One day, this very beautiful woman came to my shop at the entrance. And she said that if you can help me, I'm a woman in need. And help me with whatever you can finance. And at that time when I looked at the beauty of this woman, I was bewitched. Mujhe to kuch jadoo ho gaya. How beautiful she was. So I said to her that no problem. She's a poor lady, not coming from a known family. So I said, let me trap her. Come to my house at night. When I finish, I will give you something. So bichari, this woman came at the house and he says, come inside. As she came inside, he locked the door. When he locked the door, she looked. And just to quickly paraphrase the story, she understood that this man has got some evil intentions. So she started to shake. She was worried, what will happen now? So the body in fright was moving so much that he said that, are you okay? What is happening? So she said to this ironmonger that, you know, I am thinking twice that Allahu Akbar, what face will I show to my Allah for putting myself in this situation? I am so ashamed. I am so ashamed. This is haya. That what face will I show my Allah that I've put myself in this situation, that she is saying that, you know, it would have been better if I didn't ask you. I would rather die than to do this. So what she said that, can I bargain with you? Can I bargain with you? So she said to the ironmonger, I will make dua to Allah. If you allow me to go from your room freely, I will make a dua that Allah, save this man from the fire of this dunya and from the fire of the hereafter. That man was also a Muslim man. And he quickly opened the doors and he said, "My sister, you are free to go." He also understood that obviously this was totally wrong. And he says, after this, he noticed that when he was working, the fire could not burn him. So he started working directly with his hands. He would put his hands in the fire. And he understood that Allah has accepted the dua of that woman. Allah has accepted the dua of that woman. So that is why, my respected brothers, for my mothers and sisters that are listening at home, mashallah, put on your scarf. Put on clothes of modesty. Loose clothing. For the men folks also. When you are out on a holiday, it doesn't mean that you wear shorts. Doesn't mean that. You know, a long time back I was reading a magazine about Muhammad Ali, the boxer. So if you remember, he would wear white trunks. Do you remember? Trunks, very white. And he would make sure that the trunks were quite long, all the way down. So we should also have haya inside us. That is why also for the children it is said that when you knock in the room where your parents are sleeping, don't just open the door like that, knock. If you have a sister and if she is at that age, don't just open the door and walk into the room because she is your mahram. No, 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 haya, knock on the door. And the same for the other sibling, the brother. And maintain this haya. And we need to maintain haya with ourselves. Haya should be in your conversation. Sometimes a person becomes vulgar, besharam in his speech, indecent speech. When he is speaking, he is making someone indecent. So even your speech should be of haya. Your clothes should be of haya. Your character should also be of haya. And in life, if there are any shortcomings thereafter, then my respected brothers and elders, the doors are always open for tawbah. The doors are always open for tawbah. We are living in very difficult times, very difficult times. Khuda ki kasam, ye jo technology hai na, ye insan ko maar deti. Insan ko phasa deti. So the more we take control of this, the more inshallah we will be at ease. Our life will be good. Today, husband and wife, there is no love. There is more love in the mobile phone than your wife. If he might forget his wife that he has left her in Asda or any, Asda ko promote nahi kar raha. He's left her somewhere in the shops. But if he forgets his mobile phone, he'll go all the way back to Birmingham. Mera phone. Meri jaan dil ka tukra. Kya keh raha hai? Dil ka tukra. Or such passwords that nobody can break your password. Khud hi password wala hai. Samjha na? To are bhai, haya. What is it?
Haya.
Allah give us all the tawfiq. How is it that you might be seeing something wrong and then you might be reading the Quran? How? Haya rakhe bhai. Haya is a ni'mah, my respected brothers. And if we don't take control of haya, even if you have four wives, it's not enough. Because shaitan has made you addictive to guna. Even maximum, I'm going to the maximum. How? What is the maximum? Four. Even if you had four wives, now one person will wonder, you have four wives, ho to fir usko kya chahiye? Even if he's got four wives, it is not going to be enough because of the wrong addictions that are out there. So it's not about, just having a wife that is in your nikah and she's beautiful, she's looking after you. It is also about self-restraint and self-control that we have to work for. It is not just enough that you just pray your namaz, but Allah is saying in your namaz, try to implement khushu and khuzu. Try to put it in. Try to put khushu and khuzu. So in our lifestyle, these are things that are very, very important. And this also comes when we have the realization that my Allah is watching me. My Allah is watching me. And just to quickly conclude, in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, there was this lady, she had a dairy farm, and she would sell milk. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was a great leader. In the night, he would be traveling in disguise so that nobody recognizes him. And he would make sure that he knows exactly what is happening in the city. So a mother was telling the daughter that the milk you are filling, put some water inside. Put some water inside. A bit of water. Nobody knows that this milk is with water. So the girl said, Amma, Hazrat Umar said, we cannot mix water to milk. Oh, lady, bichari, she's simple lady. Huh. Is Hazrat Umar here to see you? What did she say? Is Hazrat Umar here too? See. Now, Qudrati, Allah wills. When Allah wills, you know, some things happen which are quite remarkable. Hazrat Umar was just outside. And you know, ladies, they talk loud. Hazrat Umar could actually hear what they are saying. This was a fascinating conversation. But the girl is saying, Amma, if Umar is not here, فَإِلَاهُ عُمَرْ فَإِلَاهُ عُمَرْ Then what about the God of Umar? What about him? What about Allah? What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So anyway, it ended here. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala sent a messenger and said to that old lady that Amirul Mu'mineen wants his son Asim to get married to your daughter. Now, what prompted Hazrat Umar for the son to marry this woman's daughter was this incident. That there is so much this level of understanding that my Allah is watching every one of us. This istihzar, this realization that Allah is watching us. Who better for my son than this girl? And it is from this girl, from the progeny of the children of Hazrat Umar, that Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz was born. So when we have this realization that my Allah is watching us, then it really helps. Allah give me the tawfiq. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.